And did you ever see a fenced-in place out in the pasture? A small fenced-in place where you could leave the cows overnight for milking?
Yeah, we used to have a pen. If you didn't want to go down the wood and get them next morning, we had a pen. We'd put them in at night, had a place cut off to itself, and put some hay, and I'd just leave them in there. So get up next morning, they'd be already up there, because if you didn't, you'd have to go way back to the woods. Sometimes they wouldn't come up and drive them up.
Mm-hmm. You call back, that a what pen?
A cow pen.
Uh-huh.
You know, when I was back home back there, I used to get up every morning about 5 o'clock and go feed the horses. Mom would cook breakfast, and the old man, he'd done all the milking. I didn't milk none until I got married.
Mm-hmm.
My wife hadn't learned how to milk. I never milked none at home.
Uh-huh.
And the old man, he'd go milk the cows, and I'd feed the horses, and Mom would cook breakfast. And then about time for the sunrise, we'd go to the field and stay there till 12 o'clock and come in at 12 and eat dinner and stay till 1. Go back at 1 and we stayed in the field till sundown.
Mm-hmm.
My daddy worked hard on the farm. He made good crop.
Mm-hmm.
But and would work 5 days and a half a week.
Mm.
But if it rained a whole lot and the cotton and stuff got dry, so we had to work Saturday evening too. But we never did have to work on Sunday. He wouldn't let us work on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And Mom and them never did leave us hunting on Sunday either.
Mm-hmm. You know, farm where they have a lot of milk cows and they sell the milk and butter, that would be
Yeah, a lot of them used to, but we didn't. We only had one or two in the pen all the time. We used what milk we got, and what we couldn't use, we'd give it to the hogs. But a lot of them did sell milk.
What would you call a big farm like that where they sell milk?
Well, them fellas where they sold plenty of milk, they called them dairies. But they wasn't like the dairies we had today. It just had a barn, you know, with stalls in it and milked the cows and that. But now you have to have them up to date.
Mm-hmm.
Concrete floor and everything. You know how they fixed up now. But during them days, well, it wasn't too much milk sold because you couldn't go and buy milk out the store like you do now. And I remember back yonder when we was coming up, if you went to the store and bought a chicken, well, them poor people off farm coming out and trade them chickens in on groceries, and they put them and cooked behind the store. You bought that chicken, you had to take him home and kill him and clean him yourself. But later years to come, you can go to the store and I'd buy his chickens already cleaned.
What was this coop like that they put them in?
Well, it's just a coop with wire around it and had a door to it.
Just for one or two chickens?
No, it had sometimes 15, 20 in there.
And
when you go down to buy one, he just opened that door. He kept a lock on it so nobody couldn't steal him out at night. And go down, he'd unlock that door and get one out and weigh him and sell him to you. Or sometime he'd just sell him to you for so much.
Where would you keep a mother hen and the little chicks?
Well, we had old thing built out of board that called them chicken coop, like a roof of a house, you know. And we kept them in there.
That was called a chicken coop, too?
Yeah, called chicken coop. Built out of boards.
It's V-shaped at the
top? Yeah, V-shaped just like a house like that. You don't have a door in the end of it.
Uh-huh.
Put the old hen, little chickens in there, and when the dew dried next morning, turn them out, and she'd go in there the next evening and shut them up. If you didn't, the possums set them up at night. And then they had hen houses, too, for the chickens to roost in. Some of them roost in trees. Some of them didn't have no hen houses.
You know when you're eating chicken, the bone that goes like this?
That's a pull bone.
Any stories about that? Any stories about that?
Well, the kids used to get them and pull them, you know, and see. They'd pull them apart, one catch one side and one catch the other side, and one got the biggest bone. They said they're going to get married first. They used to have all that kind of dirt.
Where did y'all used to keep milk and butter before you had refrigerators?
Well, we didn't. I remember when we didn't have ice boxes, wasn't no ice here. You know what we done? We put in a jug and tied a rope to it and let it down the board well. Had an old board well, you know, with a long bucket about 3 foot long and a windlass up there, and you